If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Kyle Erdman from Erdman Outdoor Living, and Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Let's light this candle, boys. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
The Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We do have a MegaPros representative back in studio with us, the aforementioned Jeremy Hogle. You're very tight today. Nicely. Your proper
goatee tan.
is high and tight.
Yeah,
hair is not too crazy
for radio. Right,
yeah.
Go figure. Fantastic. Green shirt for radio makes sense until you see me floating on the video, but that's okay.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good call.
Yeah, it's great seeing you. I haven't seen you in 6 weeks. So how you been?
I've been
fantastic. How's politics?
Outstanding.
You're not calm. Frustrated at all.
I'm calm.
You look very calm.
Straight.
I like that you're wearing
open.
Red today because when you do get that color in your skin, you're just going to blend perfectly.
That's why I did it.
I figured. Much. Thank
Strait
you,
of Hormuz was open. Now it's closed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything's great.
Okay. Got it.
Nothing wrong.
Sure. Of course.
Just weaponized.
Sunshine and daisies.
We're fine. Everything's
okay,
great.
Perfect.
Doesn't impact the economy at all. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Let's go around the horn.
Yeah, let's
do it.
We
welcomed you back.
Yeah, thank you.
What have you been doing?
Working. I mean, you saw that rain, right? So we're slammed. You know, just customers trying to get all the water away from their house as you could possibly imagine.
Yes.
Get their gutters clean, just make sure that there's no flooding. So PermaSeal and us are extremely busy.
All right, let's go around the horn here. David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. I've got a question for you, Dave, that I'm going to save for
Tease.
Later in the show.
Yeah,
because it really upsets me. Not that you, it's just your entire profession. I'm coming after your entire profession.
I'm ready to fall on the sword.
It's ridiculous, and I will bring it up during the show. That's called a teaser.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. What's your topic? You're talking about Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah.
May his memory be a blessing.
His natural sons are suing their stepmother, as there was a handwritten change to his estate plan when he was very ill. And it's up in Lake County in litigation. I'm not going to spend too much time about that case, but I'm going to be talking about what is the standard to change something last minute, not going to a lawyer when you do.
Is it still the best time to plan for the transfer of property and assets is while you're alive instead of after you pass?
Well, the death rate is 100%, I checked. And so you never know. And so, yes, it's never too late. And we give a free consult to talk about whatever you might need, and you do come out still with all your money.
Phone number?
630-285-5300,
WGNattorney.com. I didn't mean to trip you up there. You sure? Is that...
He's got it, I think. Yeah, the teleprompter in front of him might have confused him a little bit.
Tough question coming up, Dave. I'm really hot to trot on this, and I did not tell you about it because I wanted it to be natural. So later on in the show, we'll talk about it. It's ridiculous. Kyle Erdman, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you?
You look fantastic.
Oh, thanks. I got my hair cut for you yesterday.
Erdman Outdoor Living. Been a little busy lately, I heard. You doing some outdoor work for our listeners?
Been doing a ton of work lately. Been super busy. We've been fortunate enough to stay busy all through the winter, and because the winter's just ending finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week.
Right? Yeah, I know, right? Longest winter we've had in a long time. So now that we skipped spring and went straight into summer, I'm going to be here to talk about how to accessorize your space to make it more enjoyable for yourself.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you and your fine team?
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
Justin Bartley, next door and window.
It's cool that we get like the big guy in, you know, like we don't always get blessed with his presence. It's
I know. Usually he just sends like in a his subordinates.
Or something like that. Right. So, it's busy. It's kind of big time, right? Sure. Yeah. I don't even know how to handle it right now. Like, I kind of want his autograph.
I'm starstruck.
It's pretty, same.
This is the guy who's all over TV.
Yeah, so he's a big time, big right? Time he's TV. Just all over TV.
He doesn't have
he's
time for
face.
Us.
He's got a face for
it
TV.
It all started here, though.
That's true.
WGN Radio.
That's true.
Back in 2020.
Well, let's be more specific. Home Sweet Home Chicago, to be honest with you. Now he's taking the behind the mic. He's now doing TV ads.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Justin right Bartley next time. Door window. Yeah. He's rolling him. he's got his shirt sleeves rolled up like in the 80s, right?
Of course.
Right.
Pack of cigarettes
pack
in there.
Pack of cigarettes. Yeah. Well, just showing the muscles.
Sure. Got it.
He's got the dumbbells over to the side pumping.
Sure.
He's doing
of course.
Biceps.
That's
curls.
How you sell windows.
Did you do your bicycle this morning,
David? I did not. I slept
your
in.
Bicycle.
Okay.
I walked 7 miles on a golf course yesterday because the guy decided to get caddies for some unknown ridiculous reason.
That's the right way to play golf.
Absolutely not.
I'm sure you appreciated that when he said that.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
And then at the end of the 18th round, the guy turns his watch around. He's like, yeah, we walked close to 8 miles today. I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, feels like 48. Yeah,
it's
fantastic.
Cool. I like that.
What are we talking about, Justin?
Well, I mean, this time of year, you want to be able to open your windows. I mean, the weather has been pretty much perfect out there,
that's
70s.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
And we have a lot of homeowners this time of year who, you know, they go to open their windows, and guess what?
They don't open. Or they don't close.
They don't close. Yeah. They don't open. So this time of year, you know, we talk a lot about accessibility. You know, it could be a safety issue as well if your windows don't open and close. And just kind of a lifestyle issue. But we did wake up in early January to some new Illinois energy codes that we all must be aware of. All the homeowners out there, if you're considering window and door replacement, there's some new rules.
All right.
So we're going to learn about those today as well.
All right, after the break, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team.
844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com.
I got a text message from one of your soon-to-be former employees. We'll bring up after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Gary's pushing it this morning.
He is. It looks like already. It's 10:15.
You got a guy who's probably going to be... Like I said,
unemployment line
unemployment,
next week.
Guy by the name of Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. So he has a couple of words for you that we'll repeat after. We'll read this after the break.
And he knows how to sing the YMCA.
Is that, his comment refers to that, and he's got a problem. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. And during the mailbag, which is coming up next, Neil, our trusted producer out there, reached out to Tyler Technologies.
No way.
I've got an email.
I mean, he always reached out, but he got a
response. They responded.
Wow.
Well, he went above and beyond. He reached out like every day, five times
a
day.
Well, Neil's committed.
And we have a response.
I cannot wait.
From the fine people at Tyler Technologies.
That's going to be awesome.
After these messages during the Centegar mailbag. Centegar Plumbing, Jeremy, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes. That are in my house.
And often, I should say. Once a week.
Often. Yeah. Not to their
no,
fault.
No, it's not their fault.
Right. So, my wife is listening. She has a great business proposal that we'll talk about later.
Can't wait.
In the segment. Neil, our trusted producer, I asked you last weekend to reach out to Tyler Technologies, a $13 to $16 billion company that our county paid millions of dollars to in 2016 to have software ready for 2018, and it's been effed up ever since. That's the official term. Tony Preckwinkle and her band of knuckleheads down, and Fritz Kagi were blaming Tyler Technologies, and you reached out, and what happened? Explain the exhausted efforts you put forth.
Yeah, I did the tried and true technique of just emailing until someone got back to me, different addresses, different times, late at night, in the morning. And then someone did get back to me after four or five emails. And we got a response, and first of all, they did not want to come on the show for an interview, so I apologize about that. I tried.
We did ask them to come on.
We did ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to read the response after all your efforts?
Sure. So, good morning, Neil. Unfortunately, we are unable to provide someone for an interview. Mm. What we can let you know is that we continue to work closely with Cook County officials to support the county's property tax administration processes. Mm. The technology platforms used by the Cook County Assessor's Office, Treasurer's Office, and Clerk's Office are operating as intended and continue to support county operations.
Mm.
While county officials have announced a delay in issuing the second installment property tax bills, that delay was not related to the software, and all necessary functions are available and working for the offices to continue their work on producing the second installment tax bills.
So it looks like he's saying she did it, and she's saying he did it. So we have a he said, she said type of deal.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
Okay. I mean, who do you believe, company owner or politician?
They're both bastards.
Yeah, okay.
You have a $13 billion company.
Yeah.
Stock traded above $240 a share last Friday. I didn't look this morning because I really don't care anymore. Because I know it starts with a billion.
Yeah, it's got to be.
They've got more than enough capabilities. So somebody's lying.
Yes.
And I will say they signed it media team. It wasn't an actual person who signed it. So maybe they don't want to take the blame.
Entire media team.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this will be fun to read in front of Tony Preckwinkle at the county board meeting the next time I go down there.
Yeah, when is that?
I don't know. Okay. I got to look it up. I'm sure somebody... Can somebody let me know when the next county board meeting is? 312-981-7200, so I don't have to look it up. I was a regular.
It's the day before a large processional in your honor.
Well, I was... No, they're not going to kill me. You know, they'll probably jack up my real estate taxes, but...
Just you specifically.
Yeah, just me.
They're going to target Huckberg, you.
So a new zip code for him.
Yeah, Northbrook, Illinois.
Northbrook special right here. Special assessment.
Right up to Wahoo. Yeah. All right, well, thank you for that.
Wow, that's wild.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah. Oh,
nice
thank
job,
you. Neil. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm going to go answer everyone's calls now.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate
cool.
that. 312-981-7200. Breaking news here, right?
Okay.
Lot of things happening. Fed Chair Warsh got his first meeting under his belt, right? Popped his nervousness. I can't say the word I want to, probably not. So I'll keep it as clean as I can. But it's a kind of fruit. This past week, got his first meeting under his belt, right? He's ready to go. Fed Chair Warsh.
Okay.
And so all the talking heads came out and started predicting and making things. We got Phil Flynn, who was on with...
I love how you're like treadmilling right now.
He's a Fox News commentator, Phil Flynn. I'm with Brett Baer. Well, I'd like to welcome Mr. Flynn to the show. Ben?
He's got it.
Hang on. Why did I turn...
He's got to turn it off.
What did I turn off? How about that? Is that good? So if you exclude food and energy...
Perfect. We don't need those.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to... Take 1 foot off the scale, and I'm going to weigh 165 pounds.
Awesome.
I'm going to lose 100 pounds if I only weigh myself with 1 foot on the scale. Can you play that again, please, Ben? This is genius from Phil Flynn. Go ahead, Ben.
When ya.
Take out the two major factors from the equation.
Well, we barely use food and energy, right?
They're overrated. We don't need food.
Or energy.
Your family can live on water.
It'll be fine.
And could walk.
Sure.
It's like the Amish. You're fine. Get a horse. You'll be fine. You know what? And you could feed the horse, could cut your grass with its teeth. It's perfect.
Yeah, I like it.
We don't need food and energy. So thank you, Mr. Flynn, for bringing that attention. So just as ridiculous as that, I got a text message right before the show from my wife, Elise, my lovely, loving,
brilliant, gorgeous,
beautiful,
fun,
gorgeous, incredibly talented, loving wife, Elise.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I got a great idea. I got a German Shepherd. Back legs are going, right? So should we take it to a doctor? Vondahar, right? I think that's the name. I get a text. We're at breakfast. Dr. Vondahar wants us. It says we should buy an underwater treadmill for the dogs.
I'm underwater.
Like, underwater treadmill. It's only $50,000. I go, great idea. I go, this is so great. I go, tell you what. I'm in for the first Gino. The doctor could front the other 49, right? And you go put your services up for free, right? 49, 50, geez. This is what they're talking about. I'm just like, that makes
sense. Is it a show dog?
No, it's
Does that dog
it's
make
a 12-year-old German Shepherd. It's costing me a fortune. But I love him. Smarty,
I'm sure.
Love you. It's in the back of the car right now. Smarty, you're great. So I'm like, how does this work? So I'm just like, tell you what. We'll put up a Gino. She puts up 49, the fine doctor with all the, you know, the fine business degree.
Yeah.
And I go, we could train all these dogs and my wife could feed them like spray Cheese Whiz on the window as they're walking on the underwater
treadmill. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Get
that's gonna cost me 10, 15 grand for the Cheese Whiz.
Well, sure, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fine. Forget about the mess.
And then you could sell it to other people other dogs that need hydrotherapy.
My dog...
I didn't know that was a thing. Did you guys know...
Dogs can swim.
Can yeah, you dogs just have can definitely your dog swim.
Justin takes do some laps in the pool.
You no. got a pool.
You take can the, you can invite your neighbors to yeah. bring their dogs over.
Justin, let's
that's stop. A good point.
You can make money.
We got to stop being so logical here, though, guys.
Justin.
Yeah, it'll be what year are Won't we in? 2026.
Yeah, we are.
It'll be 2040 by the time they get back 50 G's and with the cost of the cheese whiz too. So I'm like that's over. Okay, so I just want to say love my wife. Not happening. Yeah. Another bit of news. Yeah. We talked about this earlier. 401 South State Street. You want to know why your real estate taxes are going up?
Yeah.
401 South State Street, right around the corner from here.
Okay.
Okay. South State Street. Okay. Sold in 2016 for $68.1 million. 2016, 10 years ago.
Nice.
2026, sold for $4.2 million. In case you're wondering what that's a decrease of, because I'm a numbers guy.
It's a quarter.
94%.
Yeah.
So you want to know why your real estate taxes are going up in Cook County? Because you've got Class A office buildings selling for 94% less than they did 10 years ago. So there you go. And we'll leave on an up note.
Okay.
Up note.
I hope so.
This is uplifting. And I'm going after the attorneys, Dave. Don't worry about it. Don't think I forgot about it. Okay? So here. I'm not going after him. I just got a bone to pick with him. And I'm sure you'll be a fine representative. Okay? Look at him. He's got the attorney face on him. Look at that, Jeremy. 312-981-7200.
He's getting prepped.
So I'm at dinner with my wife's cousin. We're sitting there. He's like complaining about, hey, I got to ask you about credit. I don't know about credit. You know something about credit? I'm like, yeah, Spartacus, you're sitting in my house. You're sleeping in my basement, right? I'm like,
I know credit.
Yeah. I mean, no, he's got a credit card, $500 limit. He's like, with the expense of everything, I'm getting to the limits quick. I have to pay it like every week. I'm like, all right, why don't you ask him to increase it? He's like, how do I do that? I'm like, call him up and ask him. He doesn't call. He's 23 years old. They don't talk to anybody. He's 20. So he goes on.
You can go online and just...
Well, he did. Yeah. So he increased it from 500 to 600, cap one. Boom.
Okay.
Right there. Got it done. So I increased it for him 20-some percent, whatever it was. Okay?
Okay.
Boom. So I'm like, that's not enough. I'm like, go apply for another credit card. So we found an Amex. Hops on Amex. Bing, bang, boom. Bam-o. 5 Gs. He got an Amex card. Mm-hmm. Sitting right there, 5 Gs. So he's like, wow, I didn't realize you could do that. How do you know about this stuff? I'm like, I do it every day. I'm like, enjoy living in my house, eating my food. I'm like, this is what we do. So while we're sitting there, in under 5 minutes, he increased his credit line from $500 to $5,100. He increased his credit line from $500 to $5,600.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, boom. So that's what we do. That's why we're here. That's why we're here at Help. All right. That was a mailbag, Jeremy.
That was a positive note.
That was a positive note, right? We had Phil Flynn talking about, don't worry about food or fuel, you'll be fine. 312-981-7200. Oh, that was brought to you by the fine people at Center Guard Plumbing. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Stream Chicago on 720 WGN. Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window is coming up next, and we have a text message from your soon-to-be former employee, Gary, after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Talked to my wife during the break. She found one cheaper. Only $42,000.
Wow. What a great frugal shopper you have there.
And she'll say, what's the problem?
No, it's a lot cheaper. I don't understand. Look at that.
I just saved you $8,000 on something we absolutely have no use for.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. That's right. It's weekend, Jeremy, which means I'll probably be buying one. 312-981-7200. Justin Gary. I think his last name is Anderson. You sent him in here a couple of times to represent your fine company. Did a great job.
Maybe it might be Anderson, but it's probably Armstrong.
Yeah, that too. Just want to make sure you knew your employees' names. It is Armstrong. Hi, David. It's Gary from Next Door and Window. I work for Justin and have been on the show with you. Just to make sure, like, I'm not having Alzheimer's here. Just wanted to remind you, Justin has never sang on the show. Thanks, Gary. Have a great show. So this is what I think of Gary's text, because what Gary doesn't realize is we implemented that rule after you had already been on. So there's your grandfathered in.
Sure.
So there you go, Gary.
Yeah, because I've never sang.
Yeah.
Right? But if we send someone for MegaPros, they're singing for sure.
But do we have any other first timers?
No. Kyle already sang.
Kyle's already sang last time.
Yeah, he crushed it, actually.
Did a great job. Yeah. Yeah, so Gary, your stuff will be in a box, and you'll be guided to the door. 312-9.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Gary. Security would like to have
HR. You know what? Gary's just, he's just too good.
Yeah.
He's too good to let go.
No matter. I mean, he has a lot of leeway, so I think we're going to let him.
I'd still have his stuff in a box by the door.
Comment like that. He should sing again next time.
There you go.
He's got 20,000 local Chicago homeowners that love him too much.
Yeah. It's all right.
We're going to keep him on.
I like Kyle's recommendation. What was that, Kyle?
For a comment like that, he should sing again next time.
Okay. Sure. Perfect.
We'll
take that under advisement. All right, yeah. Way to go, Gary. Hey, so Gary, if I were you, I'd put your phone down, stop texting for the next hour and a half. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Justin, what is the difference between the manufacturer's warranty and your warranty on installation labor? Good question from 708.
Well, with most home improvement projects, any reputable manufacturer will extend a product warranty.
Okay.
So in the case of our fiberglass windows, you will get a limited lifetime warranty from the manufacturer. So that gives you, and if it's a reputable manufacturer, that gives you peace of mind that product, if it ever fails in the future, the company will stand behind it. And in home services, there's the whole labor side, because almost all home improvements are installed in your home.
Sure.
And the labor warranty is an important factor when you look at any project. So that can vary. Just depends on the company that you're working with, but it's something to get in writing anytime you're going to undergo a project to make sure that the warranty covers the labor as well. So right. in the case of window replacement, our company does offer a full 10-year labor warranty that covers all the craftsmanship on the project. So you've got a limited lifetime warranty on the window and door product, mm-hmm. and a 10-year labor warranty. So if anything goes wrong in those first 10 years, we would send out a technician at absolutely no charge. The product's covered, the labor's covered, you're totally in the clear. And this is our 24th year in business. We have customers calling us that we installed their windows 24 years ago. They call us. We know who they are. We'll send a technician out. We just have a small service charge after that labor warranty is up. But that's a service that we're very proud to offer, because face it, in today's age, you buy products and you expect that they're going to break in 5 years and you go buy another one.
Sure.
So that labor warranty and the peace of mind you get from that, you know, that's a really important value in any project.
I think it's important too, is there's companies out there that'll offer a 10, 15, 20-year labor warranty that have only been in business for 2 years, right? So that's one problem. And then the other one is the taillight warranty, right? Which I think we all run into sometimes from single cell operators, where it's like, oh yeah, I'll warranty this for 5 years, but you hear from the customer, hey, I've been calling this guy for a year and a half and I've gotten ghosted, right? So the warranty is only as good as your company is, how long they've been in business. So they could say whatever they want, but...
And a lot of... it's common in the vinyl window industry that manufacturers give lifetime warranties. Mm-hmm. And there was, going back about 10, 15 years, there was a pretty prominent Chicago-based vinyl window manufacturer that had lifetime warranties. And
they went out of business
during the recession in 2008-2009, went out of business.
Ouch.
And those warranties are void.
Are with them. So I know you want to talk about this listener from Clarendon Hills who had trouble with sticky windows, but we had breakfast that Jeremy blew off again. Kyle asked you a question about converting windows into doors. And Kyle, what was the question? Because I thought it would be interesting on the show.
Yeah, so we have a lot of outdoor living space customers that, as we're expanding and building out their backyards, they have windows in areas where it'd be more convenient for them to have a door to go from inside to outside. So they constantly are asking us if we have recommendations for companies who can convert said windows into doors or said doors into windows for more convenient layouts. So I asked Justin if that's a service they provide.
It is a service we provide, and that's probably the most common application. Someone has a window. Maybe it's in the kitchen or maybe it's a single doorway, and they want to extend that opening. That's a real common, you know, bring the outdoors in. Kyle's going to talk about outdoor living. People want to bring the outdoors in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we can enlarge openings. We can make openings smaller, but it's probably more common. Folks would like to enlarge, you know, make that door bigger, make it a, maybe it's a 6-foot door. They'd like to make it a 12-foot door. And if there's space in the home, that is a service we offer. It's a fairly extensive construction project, but in most cases, you know, we can enlarge those openings, put new headers in. Even if you have a brick opening, we have a mason, we can cut brick, put new steel lintels in.
Match it all up.
Yeah, structurally support everything, put the new windows and doors in there, and you can really transform an opening.
Updated Illinois energy efficiency codes to replacement windows. What's going on there?
We're in the window business, and even we woke up to a complete surprise in January to learn that Illinois had adopted the International Energy Efficiency Code, which it requires more stringent energy efficiency with windows and doors.
We don't even want to say more stringent. I mean, it's wild.
So it really happened kind of overnight. And we learned
most things
about
do
it.
In Illinois.
Yes. And where customers really need to be concerned, or at least aware, is that there's new requirements. So most villages have adopted these new codes. So if you are in need of new windows and doors, you need to be aware of these more stringent energy efficiency codes.
How much more?
Because we all want to have more energy efficient homes.
Yeah, but so, what does that do for the homeowner when they have to replace a window or a door?
Okay,
20%,
so what, 30%? What it does, it's without getting too technical, when you buy a window, the energy efficiency unit that they use is called U value.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say a one for a U value means basically you have single pane glass and it's not stopping the heat transfer at all. So the code that existed prior to 2026 was 0.3.
Okay.
So it only lets in 0.3 of the heat transfer. So less heat transfers through. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep the heat in the home in the winter.
Right.
And in the summer, keep the heat outside. So that's the U value, and it was 0.3, and they moved it down to 0.28.
So what does
that
mean?
More stringent.
Right.
And what it means is if you were to do a window replacement in 2026, and you bought windows under the old code that have a 0.3 U value, and you install those windows, and the village comes out to do an inspection, they're going to fail the inspection, and you're going to have to buy new windows.
What?
Yeah.
Window and door replacements now require, in most villages, a 0.28 U value, which doesn't
seem like a lot.
Hold on. You bought windows under the old guide, right? But and they're already installed, and they're going to make you.
If you install them in 2026, they must meet.
Okay, so
naturally, if you have older windows, right, you're grandfathered in.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, what's the added cost to the listener right now for that extra 0.02?
The added cost
is it thousands of dollars?
Does depend on the manufacturer. In our case, it's going to be a small upcharge of probably about 5%. To the cost of the homeowner to get the upgraded glass. That's essentially what they do, is they upgrade the glass so it's has a higher heat reflection. It's going to keep the heat.
I got to hit a break. Hold on.
Going to keep the heat in the house in the winter and outside in the summer.
So it's going to cost the homeowner, it's going to cost the listeners more to replace their doors and windows.
It's going to cost slightly more, but in return, you're going to have a more energy efficient home. In the long run, it's a good thing.
Right.
And the takeaway is that the homeowner must
be
aware.
You do such a good job on saying that. It's so worth it.
The homeowner must be aware of these of the new rules.
They should.
Because the game changed.
It did.
Wasn't a lot of awareness. So today we want to make sure all homeowners understand, if they're in the market for new windows and doors, ensure that you have a reputable contractor who understands the codes. Yeah. You get proper permits and follow the rules. And everything's going to work out
fine.
And
most villages have adapted that policy already.
We're finding 80 to 90% of the villages have adopted the new code compliance.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you guys.
844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Kyle Erdman from Erdman Outdoor Living after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Megapost call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades, the amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker. Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades. I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some guy from the past.
So cool.
Joe Hogan, may his memory be an eternal blessing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You're out in Arlington Heights, but a neighbor of yours in Palatine reached out after the last show about turning their backyard into a more of a full living experience. Can you elaborate?
Perfect. Nailed it.
Ben, edit that out when we go live. Elaborate on what you were able to do and the project that and your design focus that you focused on there.
Yeah, so most people's goal when we come out to projects is, like Justin was talking about, bringing the outside in or bringing the inside out. So they're looking for a space that can really feel more like an extension of their interior. So when we're looking at spaces and trying to achieve goals like this customer is trying to achieve, is we're looking at ceiling heights, making sure ceiling heights match, making sure floor heights match, to make sure that when they walk out, they feel like they may still be inside their home. It just feels more like an extension. So when we have the motorized screens, the ceiling fans, we have traditional can lighting, tray lighting going on, just like they would have inside their house. It just makes it feel like a cohesive space instead of like two spaces that they're entertaining in.
Can you, because during breakfast that Jeremy blew off, because he had an appointment this morning.
Yeah.
I think it was an appointment with his wife. Work. But that's okay. Wow. That's fine. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, which is fine.
Thank you, David.
Just be honest.
The most important type of appointment.
I totally agree with you.
Just be honest. Okay, we're all adults. This is live 50,000 watts. Sure. We preach the truth here. So he mentioned, listen to this, that a lot of misters. Can you do misters and heaters?
So we can do misters and heaters. We have done projects with misters and heaters. So we can do everything from perimeter misting systems where it's just attached to our gutter system around the outside of the unit. Or we can do misting fans, which are the cool ones that really caught your attention.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Where you have the option to either turn the misting off and just have the fan going, or it will have the mist function going, and then the fan will disperse all the mist.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Cool.
Is that?
Do they have to blow those lines out?
They do have to blow them out every year.
Okay, so minor maintenance.
Minor maintenance, but you gotta blow it out every fall and then have the motor serviced every spring. So there's two times a year.
Yeah. Well, juice and squeeze is probably worth it. It's not a big cost. And how nice is that?
Well, I mean, and our summers keep getting shorter, so we got to make sure that the shortness is enjoyable at least.
Yeah, can good. I put that in my bedroom?
Cause you can put it anywhere.
You can technically put it anywhere. I always tell customers, you can do anything you want. It's just money.
Yeah. My bedroom gets a little hot. I like the mister. Wow. You finally got that? Jeez, Mike.
No, I got it.
If you were at breakfast, you would have had some coffee.
If you need to cool off, you can put an underwater treadmill in your room.
That's great. That's even better. My wife's still listening. She's great. Yeah. Well, you could throw $20,000 at it too.
How often is that an upgrade where customers are, I mean, like, I get it, the heaters, because you want to turn that two season into a three season.
The misters?
Right? No, the heaters. So how often is the mister function like a, wow, yeah, that would be real cool?
Misters is a very eccentric upgrade. Okay. Not a lot of people do it.
Got it.
The demand for it in the Chicagoland area isn't huge.
Yeah, because you're in Arizona.
But I have a second location in Arizona where we're doing more mist than heat.
Of course.
Yeah. But on commercial applications, too, the misters become a little bit more of a thing, which we do commercial projects as well.
Yeah.
Hold on. So when it's 95 degrees out
here, which is a thing,
for like maybe 8 weeks. Okay. You get a run. All right. Maybe 3 weeks.
Okay.
But when it's blazing hot out,
you're right.
How much upgrade are the misters?
You probably look at somewhere between $7,500 for a low end upgrade on it to $15,000, which you can make that back in enjoyment real quick.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Well, think about it.
I am thinking about it. I'm thinking if I'm that hot, I'm going to jump in a pool or take a shower.
Well, first of all, the pool's 90 degrees because it's so freaking hot out.
Okay.
And you put the cover over it and it's boiling.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law comes over and it's like a sauna, right? I don't know why we got to keep it at 95 for my mom. So it's not even refreshing, right? So I sit outside under the, what are those things called? The umbrella. Yep. Okay, is that that's what they're called?
That is what they're called.
Yes,
now.
The umbrella,
the technical term.
And I go to Mill Green over at Milwaukee and Greenwood. Nice. They're fantastic folks over there. So if you're putting all of this in, right, it comes down with the screens too.
Yep.
See, I like the screens too.
I think that's cool. I got a question. So Purple Leaf versus Pergolux. I feel like Purple Leaf just like showed up out of the blue. Have you ran across their product? Do you like their product?
To me, we don't play in the same realm as those products because those are more the pergola in a box companies.
They are pergola in a box for sure.
So everything that we do with the pergolas, it's all customized. There are no, there's no standard anything.
Okay.
So everything is more made tailored to your project.
Yeah. Got it.
So you need that 17-foot, 3-inch pergola. You got it. It's coming straight to
which
that
I think. I mean, that's key. Pergolux just started doing custom. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind their product. It's just fascinating. Like Purple Leaf is pretty much the same product, but a fraction of the cost. And then customers' expectations are like, well, this is only $4,000, so install's got to be like $2,000. And I'm like, it's a structural building in the outdoor living space. We get snow and stuff like that. Like it's not the same.
The challenge we're having with those now is as cities start adopting 2019 our national building code, which that's what's sweeping through. Snow loads have increased and wind ratings have increased and neither Pergolux nor whatever the other one you said was a
Purple Leaf.
Never heard of them. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, neither had I.
They don't publish snow loads.
Yeah.
So, and cities are under 2019 or National Building Code have the right, if you install one of those unpermitted or they have the right to come out and take it down.
Wow.
So we've had clients that have had those installed before. They went and built an addition on their house and the inspector wouldn't pass their framing inspection for their addition until they took down the pergola.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. So that's a nice little PSA for customers.
Yes.
So there's no banner at the bottom. We don't care what your village says, like on the commercial.
Yeah.
And you handle all the permitting and all the drafting and all the engineering.
Correct. We do all the engineering. So we're coming in with engineer stamp plans and we do all the permitting for you too.
Yeah. Phone number for our listeners want more information.
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
All right, more after the break. 312-981-7200. Then Dave Schluter after the break. I got a bone to pick with his entire industry. And I am the
You're going after all attorneys. That's smart. You went after
just real estate attorneys.
Cook County.
On behalf of the mortgage industry, I've got a question for
Makes
the
sense.
Attorney.
Got it.
Why they do something.
Sure.
And why they don't do it sooner. 312, why they wait till the last second to do it and why they don't do it sooner, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll probably come out okay on it.
You will. 312, your industry won't. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Tour Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is for you, Dave Texter, 847 Softball. Hi, David. David Hochberg had an estate attorney advertise on Saturday, 618, which would be you, David Schluter, about consult on changing an existing trust. What is his name and phone number? Love you. Love your show. Thanks.
Dave Schluter, 630-285-5300. It's true. We do a free tune-up and ask you what you thought you did and what we think you could do, or WGNattorney.com.
All right. Talk about Ryan Sandberg before, on behalf of the entire mortgage industry, I speak for the entire mortgage industry because, Justin, as you know, I have that power. And also, we received a text message. I sent a picture of the response from Tyler Technologies that Neil got to our new assessor. Fritz Kagi is out, thank God, this disaster. And Patrick Hines is in, who happens to sleep with Justin Bartley for 3 years in college. You want to clarify that?
Well, let's clarify. Patrick Hines is part of our fraternity.
Pi Kappa Alpha.
David, Pi Kappa Alpha.
Fraternity for men.
Fraternity brother of mine, good friend. Yeah, so we go back to the 90s together, and
you were roommates.
We were roommates.
All right. Well, that's why you were sleeping together,
and we had lots of parties, and we invited girls.
That's good. 312-981-7200 312-981-7200 MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Ryan Sandberg, what's going on with his family, Michigas?
Yes, best second baseman ever, had prostate cancer, came back, and then he passed away. While he was very ill, he revised while he was still, he was pretty sick. He revised part of his estate plan informally rather than, you know, having attorneys and notaries and all that. And what it was about was controlling of what's called a media trust. He gave the best Hall of Fame speech ever, by the way, for MLB. He had 9 gold gloves. There's all this media about him, and so there's revenue that does live beyond him. Well, that was set up in the real original documents to be his 2 natural children and the stepmom. And she was with Ryan a long time. No, nobody's got a problem with. But when he was ready to pass away, he revised the control of that media trust to add her son and her financial planner. And he wrote on the top, majority rules, meaning now you got the 2 boys, but the 3 people from the other end of the family, blended family. So they have filed suit in Lake County Circuit Court against the stepmom, saying that there's no way that he could have known what he was doing based how sick he was. That's the only part I'm going to talk about the family. What I wanted to talk about was, can somebody last minute revise a will when they can't get to the lawyer? Is there law on such things? Is there precedent on such things? The handwritten note or the text, whatever it is, that's not part of the big trust file with the notaries and the binders? And the answer is maybe. It's a total factual trial on what the standard is. Who was around? What did the medical diagnosis that morning say? Did people notice the capacity? And it can be done. It's an uphill battle. I would say the majority are not sustained as valid as if you went to the law office and got witnesses and everything. But this could be either way. I mean, he was convalescing. He was alive. It was 2 weeks before he passed away. He was communicating with the outside world and media and things. People were, you know, the MLB fans were just so glad to hear anything that he was still living. But yeah, there basically is what we call discovery. Somebody in the hospital gets a deposition, the nurse. What did he say during the day when no one was there? You know, was he cognizant of what he was doing? The law really doesn't want to get in the way of what he really wanted to do. That would be a shame if the law would screw your desires when you really wanted to do it. You hate formalities to get in the way of what a person wanted, especially when they're sick. That's a time of reflection. They start seeing heaven coming, and so they often make serious decisions that mean a lot because they know they're not going to be around later. So that it sometimes is very motivated decisions. I've seen it for 40 years. So the issue is we don't know where it's going to go, but the answer is, in case people do take a note into the nursing home with their mom or dad or grandpa and say, sign here, you're better off if you have time to get somebody to make a house call with that person with witnesses, and then have maybe even a disinterested party there to say, now you sure you want to do it? You excuse the family members for sure and say, are they pressuring you or is this you? So we'll see where it goes. It just started. It's public record. It's been in all the media, so I'm not picking on the family by any means. But that's what happened, was it was a change from the control of the stepmom and the 2 boys to, which would have been, you know, 1 blood family member and or 2 blood family members and then the stepmom, to, again, her son and their financial advisor. So right now, if majority rules and they happen to team up without regard to the natural children's wishes, again, it's not on the whole estate plan, but it's this media trust of the control of the money. I think that they're not cutting out the income or anything, but it's the control, the committee that is going to manage that trust.
I see what you did there. You took up the entire segment answering that question, so you wouldn't let me ask you this question.
It gets paid per words.
I
mean,
it doesn't matter.
Just bring it on, Dave.
Bring it on. I need you to tell me to bring it on. Thanks for reminding me.
That's good.
So here, I'm gonna say this, and then we're gonna go to break because I am a part-time radio professional. And I have to hit the quarter-hour breaks. So when somebody signs a contract. Okay, I'll give you a scenario. Somebody signs a contract that says that we're going to close, if they sign a contract today, whatever the hell the date is, it's on the 20th.
The contract closing date.
Right, and they're going to close on the 1st of August. You know that the 1st of August is coming, right? We know that that's the date in the future. The mortgage people have 7 days to get a mortgage commitment or a mortgage commitment and then do all of this stuff. We ask the seller's attorney at the beginning, can we get a copy of the title?
Correct.
The title policy. Your entire industry, as a macro, waits to the last effing second to send the title commitment. The last second. Why does the attorney? Everybody knows that we're closing on August 1st, right? It's no breaking secret here. It's not breaking news. your entire industry as a macro, there's one or two, you are one of the two that don't, but your entire industry waits until the last possible second to order the title commitment at the last second. So then when the title commitment comes in and there's a lien or there's a judgment or something.
Or the wrong people signed
the contract.
Or the
wrong people are there. You guys wait to the last possible minute to order it when you've got 40 days to order the title. So I want you to think about that, why your entire industry does that. We're going to go to a break. 312-981-7200. And there are mortgage brokers out there go, that's right. That happens to me all the time. 312-981-7200. And it just screws up the closing.
Well, of course, it results in, we'll get to,
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WJ.
Let's review.
You know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals.
Where are you going?
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen. You want me to flowchart this for you?
David, lay on the plane.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace
God,
you're
I'm co-pilot.
In.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
My gosh.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Ton of text messages. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call. Text and photo line. All right, Dave, somebody signs a contract today to buy a home. Attorney reviews up this coming Friday. Would you agree with that? Is that safe?
5 business days, yes.
Okay, so this coming Friday, everything's good. You got the approval from the lender, whoever the lender is, a pre-approval ready to go. Sign the contract. We start collecting documents, submit it to underwriting, subject to an appraisal. We have an approval.
And you need the title ASAP.
And we need the title ASAP on a loan that's closing August 1st in 30, 35 days. Why can't the attorneys order the title right then and there that we keep asking for on a continual basis, weekly, 3 times a week? Why?
They possibly had it the whole time and only sent it to the buyer's attorney. That's answer number one.
Why?
Because they think the buyer's attorney should get it to you.
Is the buyer's attorney supplying the money to close the transaction?
Dave, this is a mindset.
It's letting you know. It's a buyer's attorney supplying the funds to close the transaction.
They're making a mistake. We send emails from my office because we copy the lenders on everything.
Okay.
So what they do, but it's also a training mindset that what's the point of bothering the title company searching everything back to Adam and Eve when the deal's not going to go anyway?
If you have a contract, past attorney review, and you have an approval from the lender, why can't the lender that needs a title to close the transaction, provide the funds to close the deal, have the title until 48 hours before the transaction?
It's a training mindset.
Okay,
my office orders title the day the contract comes in.
Yes, you do. You're fantastic.
What also might cause them is if they're not a big customer of the title companies they use, when deals don't close, loss of job, something falls apart.
Whatever.
The title companies wash any fee for the work they do. They get zero. And so that's all their staff and overhead.
Okay.
So a lot of guys who aren't like in the long-standing relationship like I am for 40 years with the same company, they then, in fact, are nervous about getting good service in the future when a lot of their deals cancel.
Blah, blah, blah. 2 weeks before, you got it clear to close. Everybody's ready to go.
It's totally fine.
Okay, you should shout out to your entire industry to get off your rear ends and supply the lenders.
I will say this. Not only order it, but copy everyone. It doesn't cost anything to add somebody on a reply all email.
That would be refreshing.
Here is the title, and my great staff does that on every deal.
Yes, you do. Your team does. 312-981-7200. Kyle, I got a question for you. Start to finish, we were talking during the break.
Yep.
Because Justin asked you as well, at the end of your segment, that a lot of people in this listening area, even though we only have, 6-8 months left. Listen, you're not going out there in
February.
December through February. That 90 days. Well, December's been kind of mild.
Yeah.
But maybe January through the end of February, where it's 40 below with the wind chill, and you're not going out, right? You don't even want to go to your car, okay, and go to work. So it's freezing outside. So for the 8 to 10 months, how long from design to permitting to getting it up and functional, how long does all of that take if somebody's looking to do something?
Great question. So our target within our office and what we average is somewhere around 90 days from approval of design to start of project. And then usually a project will range anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks, just depending on what you have going on in your project. So I would look at this as a 4-month ordeal realistically.
That's very honest.
So the customers that called you right now and they're like, I can't wait to get this done in the summer, which all happens to us, right?
Yep.
That's 2027 summer.
No. So right now what we're doing is when customers would call us and we're meeting with them, we're saying, hey, you know what? You can still get some enjoyment out of this. We've had mild Novembers, mild Decembers.
True.
Especially if you have some heaters and some screens.
Yep.
You're not just building a covered patio. You're building a 3.5 seasons room is what we'll call it. Because that, like you said, there's that fourth season where we're just in Antarctic terribleness.
And you told me you can raise the temp in that thing 25 degrees with those heaters.
Yeah, so the technical one would be about 30. Thank you very much.
who's counting?
What, yeah, that 5 degrees?
What's 5 degrees between friends at this point?
It's amazing to me that they could do that.
Yeah. And then our heaters can cover about 250 square feet per heater at a maximum coverage. So, you know, two heaters in a 500 square foot space, we can raise it by 30 degrees. So if you have 30, 35 degree days, you're still 60, 65 underneath there, which is fairly comfortable.
So you're putting heaters on the ground so the heat rises, or are you coming on top?
We put the heaters on top, and then if you have the heaters going up top, they'll be aimed down, and then if you get the ceiling fan circulating, the ceiling fan will circulate all the warm air.
And then if
even
with screens, because the screens that we use on those kind of rooms, they only allow for somewhere between 5 and 10% air transfer, so they'll hold in majority of the heat in the room.
Wow.
And can you, so if you had a fire pit, and all of our listeners that have fire pits, because those became very popular, after COVID?
Oh, yeah.
Or even during COVID?
During COVID.
COVID.
Everything outdoor and indoor during COVID.
Became very...
You're sure, because you're in your house.
Well, and you wanted to get outside your house and sit within 40 feet of everybody and yell at each other with the mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you had a gas-fired fire pit, let's say, are those safe within that enclosed building pergola that you're building?
So two reasons why I'd say yes. Number one, majority of the gas that comes out is burned, so the fumes aren't really at a toxic state at that point. But also, since we do allow 5 to 10% air transfer, anything that could be built up within that room will exit. Now, a wood burning, I would highly recommend against that, unless you enjoy smelling like charcoal and smoking all your friends out.
No, don't judge.
Ones have those marbles and stones and everything. They're cool.
The gas ones are just fine. I mean, we build these for cigar rooms, too, for customers to go outside and smoke cigars. Cool. So it's not like the, you know, there's little ventilation in the ceiling, too, around the sides. So you can still get some of the smoke out.
Is that done all digitally? Can you program it on your phone? Or how does that work? Or you have to have remote controls?
Both. So we say everything we do is smart and dumb. So we have remotes for everything for the people who don't like smart technology or don't trust their kids to have the app on their phone and play with it. But you can also, everything is app controlled within the Bond app. So it's one app to control every feature that we've talked about.
And then can you install these on the house walls?
Yeah, so most of the ones we do are mounted to the house to be more of an extension, but they can be freestanding as well, too.
Got it. That's cool. Yeah. I like
and
it.
And typically, how big do you make these? So, like my house, maybe it's a brick paver. It extends out maybe 12 feet from the house, but it's maybe 25, 30 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And like the fire pit's on one end. Would you typically build this over the whole patio, or how do you construct the design?
So when I go out there and meet with customers who ask me that question, usually I'd want to say you never want to cover your entire patio, because there are just days where it feels good to have that direct sun exposure. And typically when customers do, they end up calling me to extend their patios want the sun. It's funny how that works.
That is funny.
So as much as I love repeat business, I like happy customers better.
Mm-hmm.
So typically I would say if you covered half of it, that's usually pretty good. Most of what we install is somewhere between 12 by 16 to 12 by 20. So somewhere between 2 and 250 square feet. But we can build them literally as big as you want. I've installed 600-700 square feet spaces. So it's whatever, the world is your oyster at this point.
And this is going to be is it based upon square footage, or is it based upon all the, this is such a bad question.
You're saying cost-wise?
Yeah. Obviously I know the answer, but it was a horrible question. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, here's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, the could you describe the roof? It's I think a louvered roof.
So it's a motorized aluminum louvered roof. So you think if you had a pergola in your backyard, but you pushed a button and that whole pergola top was on a track and closed and became watertight. So no rain, but also on a day where you want the sun to come through, the sun can come through. So it's a whole motorized system. It has rain sensors to close for you in the rain. So if you're out of town or you leave the house and it starts to rain, you don't have to worry about your furniture getting wet. But if we get a massive windstorm like we just had, it will open back up for you so it doesn't end up in your neighbor's yard.
Have you put them over hot tubs? I'd imagine so, but I was just
We put them over hot tubs. We have one going up right now in Oak Brook that's going over a swim spa. So we're, nice. It's a heated screened in one. So they'll be able to use their swim spa a little bit later on in the year.
That's cool.
You got to get to it, right? You've got to walk 40 below with the wind chill to get to the heated spot. Or is it next to the house?
That one is pretty far away, but deliberate cold exposure is really good for you.
Yeah, it's just a good idea.
It's like cold plunging before you get in the hot tub.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, it's great. You get out, you get frostbitten on the way back. Don't worry about
you
it.
You won't get frostbitten.
It's great.
This louvered technology is so fantastic that hasn't existed for our parents' generation or their parents. It was always some wood thing with trusses, or if you got the metal ones, they wouldn't open up to let the wind. I mean,
I love how you say our parents. Yeah. You know, because you know, you got a little.
I'm on Medicare.
Yeah, our parents' parents, you know,
our
when they
parents' park, parents, your parents' parents, yeah. horse and buggy.
Right.
Right?
I was gonna
Come
say.
On.
Yeah, it's called a barn.
I appreciate you.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
All right, we've got a response from our new assessor. It's coming up. There's an election, but the Democrat-nominated assessor, Patrick Hines, I sent him the text that, the email that Neil received from Tyler Technologies and his comment after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 W.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So I sent Neil's due diligence work here, getting a hold of Tyler Technologies, and I sent it to the guy that Justin slept with for 3 years.
He is a great guy. So if you're going to sleep with anybody, that's a great guy.
He's fantastic. Yeah.
Members of Pi Kappa Alpha Fraternity for Men, and you were roommates after you lived in the house for a year and you were on your own. So I sent it to him, and I sent him a picture of the email response from the media team at Tyler Technologies, the $13 billion company. And he's like, the county gives status report every week or so. You can read the reports on the link site. And he gave me a link site, which is Cook County Government, cookcountyil.gov. And it gives an update of how screwed up this is. And I said, is that accurate? And he's like, operating as intended is a stretch. That's the quote-unquote from the Democratic-nominated Cook County assessor, Patrick Hines.
So
it's a stretch, what Neil read earlier. So we're going to give out the phone number again.
Yeah.
1-800-800-2581. That is for Tyler Technologies. 1-800-800-2581. We need to have social disobedience, civil disobedience. Civil.
Don't look at me. Look at these smart fellas. Just
call.
Ask the attorney.
Civil disobedience. Is it called civil disobedience, Dave? What would it be called? Civil?
Yeah. It's fine.
I 800.
If it's true, if your criticism is true, it's not slander.
All right. Well, if you were paid in 2015 millions of dollars for software to be delivered in 2018 and it's 2016 and it's still screwed up and the people selling...
It's 2026.
2026. Yeah, I'm a number.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you... All right, cool.
Don't get numbers in the
way. All right, you're right.
Okay, Dave, here. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're selling your home in Cook County, Dave. You're representing a seller.
Right.
Okay? You're representing a seller. And that seller's going to be buying a new house, Dave, okay? Right?
I know where you're going.
Seller's got to have to give a tax proration to the buyer. I talked about this last week, correct?
Right.
Okay. There's no tax bill that's going to be out in second installments. What does the title company have to do from the proceeds of your seller? Are they getting all the proceeds that they expected before Tony Preckwinkle and her band?
No, they're getting way less because they have to put up 1.5 to 2 times the amount of the bill.
So your seller's going to be, so what you're saying, counselor?
They're going to net less money for their purchase.
Which is going to put more pressure on them on the buy side when they needed that money to buy their new house. Is that correct, counselor?
Yes, and it's a follow-up. I'm on a flat fee as a real estate lawyer. I have to diary that file for September, October, last year, freaking New Year's, because the bills came out in December, extra work.
Circling back
to the title company, to the lender, please send the seller $200 and give the rest to the buyer. And then I had people that there still wasn't enough held on the north side of Chicago, where after they put up 8 G's extra, it went up 10 G's. So I had to call people in Arizona. You owe $2,000 more than I talked you into 6 months ago.
How often was that paid?
How often?
Well, you're chasing it. They live out of state.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
even I actually wrote a check for $400 personally to shut the emails up.
Even if it was 0.00001%, it shouldn't be happening.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying.
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't care.
3-1. That's the whole point. 800-800-2581.
Not that I'm affected by that.
Not at all. Nobody. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Jeremy, if somebody wants to get their kitchen done for November, for Thanksgiving, are you in that window of opportunity?
Yeah, call us now, though. Don't call us in September, right? Like, August is really the cutoff, right? So July... Right now to the end of July is perfect timing. By the time you select stuff, we still got to get permit. There's processes. I think we've talked about the city of Berwyn has a 200-day permit process. So that's fun.
It's called burying it in the drawer and call back.
It's worse than that. Their inspection processes are, yeah. So, call us now to plan for the holidays, unfortunately, right? Or if you wait until September, just know that we won't start your project because we're not going to have your kitchen torn up in the middle of the holiday season, and we'll start it for the new year, which is great.
Phone number?
847-658-8989.
847-658-8989.
Oh,
I've been waiting for
this.
Yeah, you like this one. Megapros.com.
You like her? You like her.
I don't know who she is.
Just picture her.
Mm-hmm. I already have. 312-981. I can't do it much longer. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to MegaPros, call, text, and phone line. Justin, you have any financing opportunities of our listeners don't have the money set aside? Well, all of you. Kyle, do you have a financing? Jeremy, you know, what type of if our listeners want to get stuff done, you know, without food and gas, according to the expert that was on Brett Baer, inflation would be down to almost, you know, 2%, which would be great. But so our listeners are getting crushed right now, are getting squeezed, but they need new windows. They want to do something outside and they don't want to take it from current cash flow. What type of opportunities are out there?
Next Door and Window has several different financing plans to make it real easy for the homeowners to afford the project that, you know, in most cases they really need. When you're talking about window and door replacement, you know, it's something that's essential. If you have leaky windows, especially if they're leaking air and water, something that you have to do, and we want to make it easy. We've got cash plans, 12 months, same as cash, no interest plans, up to 18 months with deferred interest. So if you're a cash buyer, you can do a 12-month financing and don't have to make a payment until after the project's completed. So it's taking 10 to 12 weeks to get the project installed, you'll have a year after that project's completed. We also have some really appealing low interest plans, 6.99%, 7.99% interest, which is very reasonable in today's market.
Sure.
And it gives you up to 10 years to pay that off.
Kyle, you offer any type of financing options for your projects?
Yeah, so for listeners today, we're offering an 18-month no interest, no payment. So like Justin's talking about, same as cash program. So you would be able to sign up for your project today with no payment due until January of 2028. I did the math right this time.
Nice. Good job.
While we also have low interest options if you need longer terms, we do a 4.99 for 5 years, and we do a 6.99 for 15 years. So if you need a little bit longer term, while still getting a good interest rate, we can take care of you on all that.
Jeremy, what about you guys? Same as them?
Same. Yeah. No interest, no payment. We do ask for a down payment. You know, that's the only difference, but you can finance the remaining balance.
All right. I've got a Rocket Mortgage example of how they were trying to absolutely drill one of our listeners coming up after the break. Ridiculous. 312-981-7200. You know what? You can get a rate in the fives today. Did you know that?
A mortgage rate in the fives?
Get a rate in the fives.
How much do you have to put down?
You pay a lot of money.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yes. I got an example here from Rocket Mortgage. Okay. Yeah, 5.875. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Sounds good.
Yeah, one window for a dollar. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, where are the rates currently for a 30?
They're in the mid to high sixes right now. But we're going to get you down to 5.875.
How much is that one window?
Don't worry
$1?
About it. Don't ask.
Your second window.
It comes with Peter Francis DeRacy's hotline.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I got a question for Justin. So, pocket windows, replacement windows versus new construction windows. How do you guys handle? We just ran across it. Old home. old home, right? Trim is probably 80 years old around all these windows, been restored, looks gorgeous, running the risk of, all right, now we got to pull the casing off, and then what? And then hope that it goes back on. How does your team navigate that?
Well, there are two methods for window installation. There would be the pocket method where you would leave your old frame, your old interior trim all intact.
Yep.
We would remove the sashes, or basically the part that opens and closes, and insert a new window into that opening.
Yeah.
That application, we don't like, because it if you have air leakage around the old frames, right, you have rotting frames.
Which you do. Can you
not,
just say?
It's not a good option.
Yeah.
But if you have an 80-year-old home with some real intricate historic trim, you want to keep that, the pocket install is a great option in those applications.
Okay.
Most of the homes that we replace windows in from the 70s, 80s, 90s, that full frame method is going to be a solid way to pull out the window and the frame down to the studs, ensure there's no water, air infiltration happening around those old frames, properly restore that weather barrier, install the new frame, pack it with insulation, and ensure that it's going to be air and water tight.
So
that full frame is a more sound solution for window replacement. But the insert, there's a place for that. Okay. Typically historical older homes where you really don't want to disturb that old trim. And there's weight and pulley pockets behind there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could get extremely extensive and expensive to replace old frames.
Okay.
Got to take a break. 312-981-7200. More texts and calls after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago at 720 WJ.
Let's review.
I already got 5 pages of text messages here, Jeremy.
Popular. Do you think my Lanta will let you read all those?
A third of them are home remedies for gastro challenges.
Perfect.
So. Bob Surratt woke up with I got. He'd be out a week.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Everything in that last rejoin is true. 312-981-7200. Next door window, do you repair interior drywall and trim that is damaged during the installation?
Okay, well,
we hope not to damage it.
Yeah, number
right?
one, the goal would be to not damage the.
Cool.
But certainly, if that were to happen by accident, we would stand behind all the work that we. That
but
we
trim
do.
We just talked about, of course, right? Like if it's
of course we would. But more common is that maybe due to water infiltration that's been happening through the years, that the drywall below the window opening gets damaged, or maybe the wall is damaged below the window due to years of water infiltration. And that's something that we would certainly, during the inspection process, we would notate that and ensure that that was taken care of properly. Yeah. And that's another case where you'd want to probably do that full frame replacement to make sure we get behind that old frame and repair any potential water damage. Yeah.
All right, 312.
That's what I call the ick. Technical ick. Time.
312-981-7200 from Davey Haas.
Oh, I love a Davey Haas.
From Miracle Method.
Yep.
Hey, team, I was just in Spain. Madrid had a lot of restaurants with Mr. Machines going on all over their outdoor spaces. It was neat. Go USA Soccer. Big soccer fan. So,
he's a big soccer
fan. Miracle Method. And 217, Happy Father's Day from Richard to all of our listeners. Thank you for that. David, the reels you are doing on Facebook are fabulous. It is really, Jeremy, we are hearing. And did he join you for the breakfast meeting? George.
I did not join for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I was.
Yeah.
Had a
meeting
engagement
with his wife. Yeah. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And I'm posting something every day, one a day, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
I love how you look at me. Like, I know what social media is.
You're younger than me.
I know no social media.
Not because because I challenge my team to get out there and do it. And every morning, I do at least one.
Nice.
So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got John in Fox Lake. You have a question for Jeremy and the panel.
I've been thinking about replacing my kitchen countertop trying to pick out the material I want to use. Thinking about the advantages and disadvantages of each. And I read something. I live in a townhouse in Fox Lake, and I read something, a comment on return on investment that said that it sort of depends on where you live, how it affects resale value. as far as you know, if you live in a more affluent area, you want to use the best material, and it may not be as worth it if you are living in a, you know, more affordable housing and things. So I was just trying to get some thoughts on that.
Jeremy?
Sure. Yeah, so as far as countertop materials go, if you don't have a gigantic kitchen, the cost difference between a low-level stone and a high-definition laminate are pretty small, to be perfectly honest. And the return on investment, especially in an area that might not, you said Fox Lake, townhome, if you're comparing your neighbor's house and two other houses that are right by you, those might have laminate countertops and yours has a stone countertop, it's already going to be a higher value and your house will sell faster for sure. So
is
I would
he gonna
say
get it back though when he sells it, or
you're never going to get 100% back return on investment on almost anything you do, but a higher return on investment most certainly. And it's not going to be a major, I mean, usually we're changing sinks, faucets, do some plumbing changes, countertops, a backsplash. We could just do a 4-inch backsplash or even a tile or a full height backsplash, and you're usually under 10K depending on a kitchen size.
John, how long you plan on living in the house in Fox Lake?
Probably going to be there another 6 years or so.
Okay, so what do you enjoy more? Yeah, what do you enjoy more, stone or laminate? It's really a simple question.
Well, I'm trying to decide between, you know, the quartz, the laminate, or the corian.
Okay, so which one do you enjoy more? I mean, that's a question. Go with one. I mean, listen, if you're going to sell it in 6 months, it's one thing. You're going to be living with it for 6 years. So the cost differential between those three...
I mean, again, it depends. That's a typical attorney question. High definition laminate, again, depending on the size, you could be around $2,000 to $3,000 to replace your countertops. Corian is going to be a higher grade product. You're going to be 4 to 6, again, depending on size. And then stone, you might even be around 4 or 6 for stone, depending on the stone.
So it's $2,000 to $4,000 more.
Give or take, depending on size.
Right, no, I get it. It's going to be 2 to 4 G's more over the higher grade than the lower grade. And is that worth it for you over the next 6 years to have what you want, John? It's really that simple. It really comes down to that. What makes John happy? Are you married, John?
No, that makes me happy. But
well, you not being married makes you happy,
right?
Yeah, all right, that's good. Okay, so good job, then you're the only person that is involved in the decision.
We could give you cost comparisons on either, but what we really have noticed is the high definition laminate, again, depending on size and depending on the details, is almost the same cost of a lower level quartz. Now, you can pick some real fancy quartz that the cost is going to go up, but then that's a customer's decision. We'll tell you, like, hey, the quartz you picked out is super fancy. Are you sure? Here's one that looks real good. Do you like that color? And it's less money.
Yeah.
So we're just transparent with our customers.
What do you mean by high-definition laminate?
There's a company called Wilson Art, and it's called HD Laminate, and it has, like, a texture, dexterity. It is a really nice product, so I'd recommend going online and looking at that product. We do have samples that we bring to our customers, but it's nice. Sorry, I'm getting the...
Yeah, hey, we got ahead of break here, Johnny. Appreciate you calling in. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine News. We're going to come back after the news and more texts and phone calls after the news. Like I said, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine
You
news.
Did it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. Their auto loans are as low as 4.49%, and the home equity line of credits are as low as prime minus a half for those who qualify.
Perfect.
And prime minus 2 for the first year for those who qualify. And we have a question here. We got Joanne on the phone, but I want to get to this. Question for David. After listening for years saying that a HELOC was a cushion for a rainy day in case of an unexpected bills. So with your introduction, thank you, we got a HELOC from CCU, Consumer Credit Union. But my husband says, CCU says it can only be used for home repairs and improvements. Wrong.
Not true.
Your husband is 1,000% wrong. I was hoping you could use it to some miscellaneous expenses until 2 Social Securities and 2 RMDs, retired minimum distributions, kick in. In another 1 to 3 years. Until then, we're taking out interest earning retirement. We're taking it out of interest earning retirement savings.
No.
What are the rules of the HELOC? It's your money.
Put it on black.
It's your money.
You could put it on black.
You could do whatever you want. You could roll the bones. You could put it on
DraftKings.
You could do whatever.
Well, no, I was just put it on black.
Yeah. Good. Well, you know, it's your money.
Yeah, it's your money.
It's your money. And
you
can
reinvest it.
Here's another one. I got a guy took out $150,000 HELOC, just closed this week.
Yeah.
He called me earlier this week. He's like, hey, thank you. I'm wiping out $1,000 with $100,000 with credit card debt. 100 G's.
Wow.
Saved him over $3,200 a month.
Heck yeah.
40 grand a year.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So he wants to build a house. It's going to take a year, whatever it is, right? It's going through. He's like.
If they say a year, it's going to take three.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
The builder says you can't use that money for the down payment. I'm like, well.
He don't know.
It's your money.
He's trying to steer him to an affiliated lender.
Well, thank probably. You. That's exactly
yeah,
what
that's
I said.
A good point.
I said, it's your money. You can do whatever you want
with
it.
They don't ask you when you go to take that money out.
They could care less. They don't. Cashier's check. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
David, what are the rates on the HELOCs?
HELOC, right, if you 731 and above, prime minus a half for the life of the loan. Fantastic. No prepayment penalty.
Interest only.
And no, so what's the rate?
No annual fee.
Prime
it's
minus
25.
A point and a half.
Yeah. It's 6.25. First 12 months, you're a prime minus two. Prime minus two. Try to find cheap money on like that. You can't. Joanne and Rosemont, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm not sure I'll be clear on this. I have a daughter who's buying a home, owns a condo, but until her condo is sold, she needs monies to make her 20%. And our down payment on the house. Do we're loaning her the money, but do we need to legally have a statement to prove to the IRS we're not giving her a gift?
Okay.
Because I'm under the assumption we have to pay taxes if we're giving her a gift.
Okay.
And we are not doing that.
You're the third call this week that I got on this. So here's the answer to the question. You're going to sign a letter from the lender saying that you are giving a gift to your daughter in this case, okay? That it is a gift and that there is no payment tied to the gift. That's it. Okay. The lender wants to know, the lender needs it for the underwriter to know that there is no contractual payment, so we have to count it against your daughter when qualifying for the loan, okay? If upon the sale of the house, your daughter cashes in the equity, she has to qualify carrying two properties, obviously, and she wants to take that money and give it back to you. There is nothing illegal about that. Right, Counselor?
What I would recommend happen on the writing of the check for the new purchase, it's not a gift tax problem if your accountant files a one-page piece of paper called a gift tax return. And you know what the gift tax return says? You're using part of your $13 million ability to give anybody in your lifetime. So if that goes out to the IRS, it's a maybe a couple hundred buck charge by your accountant, you're totally covered. You will not owe a gift tax when you write that check for the house.
If you just sign the piece of paper that says you're giving it as a gift, the lender's not sending it to the IRS.
No, it's when their check, Dave, let me help. When the check clears her bank, anything over 10 grand, they send a copy to the IRS.
That's fine. And then when her daughter sends it back,
then she'll put repayment of loan. Right.
It's a complete wash. So don't think too much into it. You're going to sign a gift letter that says that it's a gift, that there's no payment tied to it. And then what you do after the loan closes, do whatever you want.
Okay.
Make sense?
Thank you so very much. Yes, it does.
All right. You're the best.
The IRS to get richer.
No, the IRS isn't getting
rich. Nobody wants that.
It's basically a short-term interest-free loan with no payment tied to it. I mean, that's basically what it is. Okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Joan and Zeke Zurich. We're going right up the 294. How are you, Joan?
I'm good. And you guys kind of answered my question that Joanne just asked, but I was thinking of kind of doing the same thing, but I've heard about gift of equities, but I think that's only if I'm selling the property to one of my kids. Is that how that works?
Or a family member or another family member. We've had a lot of death situations where the estate gives a gift of equity to a grandchild, a niece, a nephew. It could be you, your mother to you, you to a son or daughter, you to a niece or nephew. It's just gift of equity in a home. You're just given a portion of the equity as a gift that they could use for the down payment and closing costs.
Okay, but I'm not selling anything. My kids want to buy a home, and I want, same thing as Joanne, I want to give them a gift. But I thought I could only gift them $19,000 a year without either them or myself paying taxes.
Dave? So
I'm confused.
From the last caller, this is Dave, the attorney. Your accountant who does your regular taxes can write a two-page what's called a gift tax return, and people think that means you're owing gift tax. It's a way around not owing the gift tax. You can give up to $13 million over your lifetime.
Okay.
So all you have to do is just have the guy who does your taxes, on this day we gave her $100,000, and that filing goes in, and what it says is you're using part of your lifetime ability to give more than $19,500. But that's very nice that you know the $19,500. People break that every day, and unfortunately, when they get caught, it's 40% tax. So you're going to avoid all that. Just have your tax prepared. Do a gift tax return. It's a two-page form. And then you'll use up part of your lifetime gift. But you can write it way over $19,500 without worries with the IRS.
Just not over $13 million.
Awesome. Right.
So
gift tax return.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
I hey, Joan, are you adopting 60, 59 and a half-year-old men?
No, but I wish I had the
$13 million. Yeah. Sure, yeah. A lot of us do.
We all have a dream, Joe.
Yes,
all have
do.
A dream.
Yeah.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So when we bought our home in Charlemagne and Northbrook in 2001 is when we moved to Northbrook, okay? It was a home built in 1965. I learned after I moved in. It was one of the model homes that they used, and we had an extra room that was that I used for my office. That was the design studio, if you will, where they had all the different upgrades and whatever. So at the time, original windows, when we bought it in 01, it had the original windows. Okay, and we had a slider that didn't open. We had a fence that was falling down, and we had windows that you could run a freight train through. Okay. So we asked for the fence to be fixed. We asked for a credit for the sliding door, and we asked for a credit for the windows. And the seller, who had five other bids, said, yeah, thank you very much for those kind words of the things you want. We're going to respectfully decline each and every one of the three things, and if you want the house, it's on you. So when we got in, I didn't know you at the time. You were probably still in college or whatever in 2001, youngin.
Wow, what a nice.
Yeah. Well, he's a lot younger than me.
Sure.
Yeah. So we went, and our energy bill the first year was through the roof, and our home was freezing. And no matter what you could imagine me, right? You could have went to Ace. I got the plastic. I put the plastic
hair dryer.
The hair dryer.
Mm-hmm. You're such a great do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, too, because you know way more now than what you did.
It was a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, I got the double-sided tape. I got the wool under the... It was like...
The guy at the hardware store is like, get a load of this guy.
The guy's like, great, Hochberg's in again. Let's put it... We can pay off the car.
Sell him this product.
Yeah, we're going to pay off the car with this jackass. So finally, we got new windows. Again, I didn't know you. And they were installed in April of 2003. My daughter was born because we were in the hospital when we had guys hanging off my house putting new windows in. But that was a house built in the 60s. I bought it in 2000, in August of 2000. So it was 40 years old. And houses settle and things happen, right? I mean, it's not the same house. Can you address that all the time?
David, what is your specific question as far as just doing a window replacement?
You were talking about gaps of a lady in Palatine, how she couldn't open up windows. Well, we can open up windows, or my wife didn't have
to open up the windows. It sounds like
because they were already
coming
open.
Right through.
Right, but my wife would open up the window, and I'd have to shut it because she couldn't shut it because it was all at a discombobulate. I don't know how she got the window open in the first place.
Yes, so the original windows were probably those single pane windows. We talked about that earlier today about the U value, which means those windows are just letting in heat. There's literally no insulation value to those. But when you did the upgrade in 2000, early 2000s, at that point, we don't know if you did the full frame or that insert window, but you most likely put in a vinyl replacement window.
Yes, we did.
Would be our guess.
Right.
And what we're finding with the vinyl replacement windows is they do have a more limited lifetime because they're made out of plastic. And especially in Chicago with the types of, the hot and cold cycles we get, extreme weather.
Hold that thought, because I completely blew through the quarter hour, and we'll pick it up on the other side, because I've got I got something to add to it as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Back with Justin Bartley and Next Door on Windows, talking about replacing windows after these messages.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold a pre- I, no.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
Wow. Hooked on phonics.
Yeah, I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So just for full disclosure, we didn't have a lot of money when we moved into the house like everybody else, right? We were stretched. We needed new windows. We had to replace, I believe, it was literally 20 windows. You know, the entire house, bay window up front, the slider in the back, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to a big box store, opened up a credit card, 0% financing for, I think, 18 or 24 months. I'm like, deal. And we got vinyl windows. And literally, they were installed in 2001, the birth of my daughter. 2003, the birth of my daughter. Sorry. She's 23. And they were installing as we were in the hospital. So I know the exact date. And we went with vinyl because it was the cheapest thing. It was white. And I didn't want to pay the extra 40%, whatever, for the wood on a home that we weren't going to live there forever. So take it from there.
Well, wood and vinyl have both been popular for window and vinyl, especially on the replacement side.
Sure.
But what we found over the past 24 years doing this is that vinyl windows with all of the heat and cold extremes and expansion and contraction of the plastic, that over time the seals tend to break. Sometimes you'll notice it in the glass where you get moisture in between the panes. That's because of all of the seasonal expansion and contraction of the product, which compromises the seals over time. There's a better option out there. We've been using fiberglass for our replacement windows for 24 years. The technology dates back to probably the early 90s. And so it's been a proven technology now for 40 years. It expands and contracts at about the same rate as the glass in the window.
So, cost difference?
So through all of the expansion and contraction cycles, hot and cold, the windows are going to stay much more true and tight, and they're going to seal better over time. And as we say at Next Door and Window, you know, you should only have to replace your windows once, and this is a product that will last probably 40 to 50 years, whereas a wood or vinyl window is going to have a much more limited life cycle.
Vinyl, the least expensive?
Or well, with vinyl, you're going to find prices all over the map.
Okay.
Well, that makes some pretty cheap vinyl.
There's some real cheap vinyl that you're probably going to, you know, if you get 10 years out of it,
you're lucky.
You're going to be lucky.
Like, that's a builder grade
crap.
Junk.
Jeremy, you should see the ones I saw at Walgreens. They were just terrible. They're by the Q-tips, yeah. And I turned.
And then the upgrade to the.
Yeah, the upgrade, you're probably looking at from a high quality vinyl. You might only see a 10 to 15% difference going to fiberglass. You're going to get a 30 to 40% longer life. They're going to perform better. They're going to open and close like butter for many, many years. And the profiles are thinner, so they definitely have a more modern look. You're going to get more glass. They just look better. And they're going to just perform a lot better over time.
All right, and you sell those.
We specialize in fiberglass replacement windows for over 24 years. You can call us at 844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. 312-981-7200. Texter, I could be wrong, but I think there's a confusion that the funds for a HELOC can be used for anything, but legally, the interest is not tax deductible unless it is for home improvement. So I did the old ChatGPT.
Sure, because that's almost an attorney.
Right. So I said, is the interest paid on home equity line of credit tax deductible if used for home improvement? And good old Chat said, yes, interest in home equity line of credit, HELOC, may be tax deductible if the funds were used to build, buy, or substantially improve that the home secures loan, kitchen remodel, bath renovation, new roof, room addition. Okay, right, sound everybody here. HVAC replacement, major landscaping that adds value to the property, an outdoor living area like what Kyle is all over here. Other substantial home improvements, not tax deductible, paying off credit cards, buying a car, paying college tuition, taking a vacation, general living expenses. You must itemize deductions on Schedule A, blah, blah, blah. So you know what it is? Check with your CPA. Yes, Dave. or tax preparer.
But the texter was not saying, can I deduct it? They were saying, can I use it? And so that wasn't really on their radar. They were the husband was thinking that they couldn't even use it for a non-home improvement.
We even had a texter say, hey, Dave, maybe the husband had a good reason to tell his wife that. Maybe he just didn't want her spending it on anything except for the home improvement. So that texter might be right. It's hard to say.
But again, the question was, it was wrong. They got wrong advice. If they were told they can control what you use it for, that's not the issue. You can use it. It's just whether or not you're going to try to deduct it on your return.
Sure. Got to hit a break here. From the last two segments ago, from a realtor, the guy that called in for the countertop. Dew quartz. This is from a realtor,
which we recommend too. If you're seeing big costs in quartz, that's one product. They do make some cost effective quartz as well.
Well, thank the realtor. We'd like to thank all realtors
for listening,
especially the real estate attorneys who like to order title 48 hours.
But we don't like those.
We don't like those people. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. This is Home Show of Chicago at 720 WGN. We're throwing over to the newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. Quick shout out to the folks once again at Highland Park Kia on Skokie Boulevard in Highland Park. Enrique, the sales rep, and Jason Press, the GM, did a great job with me and my daughter, helping me and my wife purchase a Kia Sportage for our daughter who graduated college. So if you're looking for a Kia, I strongly recommend those guys at Highland Park. McGrath Kia in Highland Park, by the way. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. I know whole windows aren't preferred, but can you get...
whole wood windows.
Sorry. I know whole wood windows. This is from 773. I know whole wood windows aren't preferred, but can you get whole wood window replacement insulated windows?
Yeah.
You can get, now there are still two different types of wood windows. You can get the wood window with a clad exterior where it's still real wood, or a wood window where there's no cladding on the outside.
I like a wood window.
That's the outside would have to be painted and maintained. So that's the downside. But yes, you can get a solid wood window with insulated glass packages to meet today's energy requirements.
And Marvin makes a rocket.
Absolutely.
Wood windows.
Especially the historical districts, too, where you need the wood. It does great there.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful wood window that would fit, historical
districts. That's a lot of woods.
It's a lot. Hold on. And we do it.
Is this a joke? Wood window?
Yeah, wood window.
It's wood interior, wood exterior.
Yeah.
It's wood.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How much wood could woodchuck chop?
That's right. Yeah. I thought you were busting
my chop. Most of the wood windows today have a cladding on the outside, like a fiberglass. Or aluminum, so you don't have the maintenance on the outside. Yeah.
Got it.
And you have the pretty on the inside. But your fiberglass windows, if you're just looking for that wood look, fiberglass windows are going to have a wood grain texture.
It's going to be the closest thing to a real wood window, and they do come available with a stained interior to look just like wood.
Which is great.
Jeremy, I think this is a simple yes or no question. I'm not sure from 217, this is part of the text. Mm-hmm. Should it cost $18,000 to transform a tub into a shower? Richard from the 217 area code.
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes.
Or more.
Or more. If you're in a condo, if you got old pipes, if your house was built before 1960, it could be 25, right? So it depends on what we're upgrading. The plumbing needs to be updated to a 2-inch drain line, and that could be very long and far away from the current plumbing.
224, does next door and windows do fiberglass double pane windows?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, 312.
Double pane and triple pane available.
Oh, look at you, triple pane.
With Krypton gas.
If you want.
Yeah, if you want.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hi, David, love your show. Same attorney put in, attorney question, Dave. Mm-hmm. Put in inspection choices and contract last year just to make it harder for first-time homebuyers. Don't know what that means. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, what they're saying is when the multi-board 8.0 contract comes in the door between the realtors, there's three options. No inspection at all, inspection with no request, so at least you get to find out, but you aren't allowed to make requests. You still can get out of the deal, or inspection with requests. And what that person is intimating is if you leave the buyer room open to ask for things, they're saying that hurts the deal. So again, I see all three. I do give people the options, even after the realtor has had them fill it out a certain way. I say, now, you know, you agreed to do X, and they go, there's no way I did that. I just told my dad I waived inspection. Now, we can go to the other attorney and say, look, they had no idea what they were doing. Or your people got 20 offers? And they, no, that's an estate. They'll give you some time. But we have to do that a lot on the phone every day. We always give an interview when a contract comes in. But that's what they're saying is the problem, giving the buyer a chance to ask for things. They're seeing that as a negative.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I gave you my measurements.
Yep.
So walk me through. I've got a 10-foot by 20-foot. How big is my fire pit area?
So you were about 10.5 feet by 20 feet wide.
Okay. And to go through there, we have to do what? Can you do a computerized drawing? You show me some beautiful pictures of, yep, of some three-sided opportunities that are out there, which I think that would probably be best for me due to where everything else is located. How long does that take? Walk me through.
So, yeah, based on existing conditions, we agreed a three-sided would probably be best. I mean, my brain works quick, but usually, and I could do it off pictures, but usually the way it would work is you would call into my call center, and one of my call center reps who work in my office, they would set you up for a consultant to come out, and at that first consultation, we'll take measurements with you, do a full needs assessment, and during that meeting, come up with some computer-generated images to show you what your space would look like. So that's all happening in hours. Maybe an hour, an hour at most.
And you've got computer designs that you could take the current design and come in with a 4 or 5D, what, 3D computerized AI?
3D. Yeah, it's 3D. That's not 4D.
4D is when you're outside with your eyes. Okay.
Yeah, it's not VR. Builder. Yeah, okay. I'm a builder. Wow.
Yeah, so,
okay, whatever.
So we'll do 3D imaging for you on site the first time, and then prior to us going in for permits or actually ordering anything, you'll meet with my design team. Who not only will show you 3D, but they will they'll scale everything for you too. So you're looking at scale drawings at that point from all different angles. You're doing color selections just to make sure that everything's perfect before we move forward.
Fantastic.
Can you get different colors?
So it comes in 6 different colors standard. You can customize colors, and the louvers can come in a wood grain finish too. So if you like that wood ceiling look when the louvers are closed, you can get wood grain louvers.
Oh, that's cool. Do you run into any HOA issues with aesthetics?
HOAs don't have as much power up here.
Okay.
So I have never run into an HOA issue. I think the only time we came close, the homeowner threatened the HOA and the HOA just dissolved.
Okay.
So yeah, we've never run into an HOA issue.
It's a newer product, so they couldn't even write it if they wanted to.
We have more issues with cities because it's a newer product still.
Yeah.
A lot of the older inspectors still being familiar with the system.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've never really had run into too many issues with that kind of stuff.
Makes sense.
All right. Phone number?
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
Dan and Niles, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. We got 2 minutes before the break.
All right. I was just calling. What would the advantage be for me using you for a HELOC rather than my bank?
Well, who's your bank?
Bank of America, and I'm a preferred customer, so I don't think I pay anything for a HELOC, but I don't know.
What rate are they quoting?
But I didn't. I'm just looking into it now.
Okay. Well, here, I could tell you it's not my HELOC. It's CCU's HELOC. If your credit score is greater than 731, it's prime minus a half. Costs you a couple $100 to secure. There's no prepayment penalty, and there's no annual fee. And the first year, you're prime minus 2. Then you have to take all that information, compare it to what B of A is offering you. It's really that simple. And if you want to get B of A's...
You're prime minus 2, you said?
Prime minus 2 for the first 12 months if you're over 731 or greater. If you want...
30-something, so...
Yeah, if you want, you could go to B of A and then call me, and then I'll tell you which one's better for you and your family, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Because I only owe $40,000 on my house now, and I figure I might as well get something.
You should. You should
on the side in case I have to do something, you know?
I agree. Hey, and your police chief, Joe Romano, I went to high school with him. He's a good man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Started there. He started the police station at a high school. He's been there for 40 years. So, the next time you get arrested, just tell Joe that I said hello. Okay, Dan?
That's a good jail-free card, you promise?
No, I didn't say that. I just said, tell Joe you said I said hello. I didn't say get a jail-free card. Just say, hey, Hochberg says hi. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We're going to come back with how Rocket Mortgage tried to charge over $10,000 to save somebody a little over $200 a month. And how bad of a screw job that is. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. He heard me talking about my radio show. He comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Here's the Rocket Mortgage screw job alert. Be careful of. Guy has a $255,600 mortgage. Quoted him rates at 5.875. Rates are
sounds low.
Rates are, if it was 4 months ago before Trump started bombing the hell out of Iran, screw up the entire economy, rates were in the fives, okay? Or last April before he came in with the tariffs and all that nonsense, the rates were in the fives. Rates are not in the fives today. So Rocket Mortgage, I have it right here on my phone. Wanted to charge this guy 3 points, $8,175 to buy the rate down. $8,100 to save $286 a month. Total closing cost with all of the processing, $11,729 to save $286 a month. $11,279. So let's take $11,279 divided by $286 a month. It's going to take him over 3 years to break even. You know how long the guy plans on living in the house?
How long?
Under 3 years. Okay, so you know who benefits from that transaction?
Rocket.
Rocket Mortgage. And the loan officer pushing 3% discount points. So it's not just Rocket. It's every servicer out there. They're quoting rates in the fives when they're not in the fives. So public service announcement. If you get called by a lender, okay, we've got my old company, lower.com, right, calling my clients saying that you know, Hochberg, you know, Team Hochberg's calling, right? I've got old clients saying, hey, I'm like, all my team left. There's nobody there. So if you get a quote in the fives, just call me and I'll expose what's going on so you don't get burned. That's all I have to say.
And what is it we have to look out for? The closing costs?
Yeah.
Points?
$11,000. How many times have I refinanced you? Two, three times? Two, three? How many times do you pay closing costs? Zero.
As far as I know, zero.
Zero. As far as you know.
As far as you know. You're pay. Now that's the
we're
best.
We're just trusting all right. You.
I have a reason to live now after that one. That's awesome.
Nice shot. I trust David. So exactly, I just say, exactly. David, take care of this and it's done.
I don't do this industry.
As far as I know, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's a great stamp of approval.
Well.
No.
Do you think we look at all those papers that we signed?
You think I would screw you over?
No.
Okay.
Exactly. I trust you, David. I do not. That's it. Done deal.
All right. There you go. Look at that. A little offsided.
Sure.
Backsided.
Well, it's true.
All right, Dave, take us out with a nugget of knowledge, buddy.
Yes, everybody be careful about overpaying for a home. And also, we want
to make
sure that we give you an opportunity to tell you all the options that are available for your home purchase. And also, please don't procrastinate on your estate plan. 630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com.
Hit your insulin plump, for God's sakes. I don't need you in going into an insulin shock here. Kyle, that's a great segue into Kyle Erdman. Dave's passing out because he needs insulin. Over to you, Kyle.
So, you know, as you're looking at upgrading your outdoor space, I understand that from timelines we've talked about, this summer's a wash, but it's never too early to start planning for next year, you know, because you don't want to get caught like you did this year where you just started looking a little too late. So we'd be happy to come out and help you guys. Like I said, we are running the no interest, no payments. So you could, theoretically speaking, get your space this year, enjoy it all next year, and not even pay it till the following year. And don't forget to add the little things. You know, lighting is what makes it a big thing. Even deck lighting, if you have an existing deck, just to upgrade the ambiance of your space. So, you know, like we said earlier, the seasons are short, so let's make sure we can enjoy them to the fullest.
Do you have the lights that don't attract bugs?
Everything that we do is a low-voltage LED on a smart transformer, all app-controlled, timer-controlled. I just scared one of my sales reps because I set the timer in our showroom, and at 5 o'clock, all the louvers opened up, all the lights turned off, and everything shut off. He was like, what happened?
What'd I break?
Yeah, he thought he broke it, everything. Yeah. But
phone number?
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
Justin, how are you, buddy?
Wonderful.
Is Gary got a job?
Gary, here, if you have windows out there today, you want to go open your windows that don't open, your windows are leaky, they're old, they're ugly, call Next Door and Window. We can send our very own Gary Armstrong out to your home.
He can sing for you.
He can sing. He has dedicated his career to window and door replacement for well over 30 years. That's the kind of experts we have. We'll be happy to come on out, do a full inspection, see what you need for your home, see what you want. We can also do a full visual representation, what the windows and doors are going to look like. Mm-hmm. It's a free service. And call now if you're looking to have the project done this year. If you call now, we can have it installed before the cold comes, you know, in November. You can call us at 844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com. And right now, it is a great time to call. We are running a special where we're offering 50% off the installation.
Phone number one more time.
844-600-NEXT.
MegaPros, Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Hold on. I got to get this in.
MegaPros.com.
Please tell
you
me
good?
She is.
Did you get it?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm there.
All right, you're good?
I'm good.
Yeah, bottom line, if you have a home, we can help. Anything small, handyman, just some honey-do list getting out of control, we're happy to help with that. Or any large-scale projects, anything that you are curious about your home, we're here for you.
All right, and hang on, let's do that website.
Megapros.com.
All right, again, public service announcement.
Yeah.
Rates are not in the fives. If you're getting calls from mortgage servicers who are or mortgage companies that are calling you to refinance into the fives, you are paying a lot of money in closing costs, and they are taking advantage of you, and I will show you how the math does not make sense. Pay $11,700 with Rocket to save $286 a month. Okay, yeah, it's 3 years. Rates have gone up exponentially in the past 4 months. Typically, when they go up exponentially as fast as they did, they typically calm down. And you might not get 5.875, but you might be able to get into the mid to low sixes and come out of the sevens and save yourself a ton of money without it costing you $11,768. Hmm. Okay, so it's all about math. Don't believe these fly-by-nights that call you up that you don't know who they are, that are buying your names off of a sheet because they got your website, they got your information off of the recording information at the county level or Rocket Mortgage that controls 25% of the servicing now, which I don't know how that's not antitrust. I don't understand. You break up AT&T, right? You broke up Amoco Oil back in with Rockefeller. You broke up the railroads, but it's okay. We're just letting a gigantic company like Rocket own 25% of all mortgage servicing. All right, this has been Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next Saturday. Happy Father's Day.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Kyle Erdman from Erdman Outdoor Living, and Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.